This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. As we launch into the second hour of the show, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. So, healthcare is a topic that both of you guys brought in stories independently of one another, and they're not the same. Johnson, you've got one about today, costs now of the healthcare system in the United States. And Mark, you've got a story about the cost looming on the potential horizon, so we can talk about all that here. But
I basically, to break it down, so my things, and I brought in a video corollary, I guess, to the story I have here from the New York Times. And the video I have is from this, I guess it's his own show called Adam Ruins Everything.
This was an internet show, I think, by College Humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Then got picked up and syndicated, and I think now Cracked. Then Cracked got him, and then he has an actual television show or something.
Well, he covers issues very, very well for some of these things, and he covers.
There was one I didn't like, but that's I'm supposed to, right? Like, at some point or another,
he's probably not a libertarian.
Oh, it's hard to be fiercely logical and not be a libertarian.
Yeah, I would say he's borderline, if anything, or maybe he's a Libertarian Party member. Okay.
Because he doesn't blame the politicians here in the healthcare.
Exactly, piece. Which I found interesting. But that's the part that's the only part of this video that I really take issue with.
Really? Okay.
And can explain. And combined with us explaining that part that he gets wrong, it really just will boil down, I think. This show, if you're listening to this episode of Free Talk Live, you're going to get the very, very complete argument for why the healthcare system sucks exactly.
Do you want to play this video first before you preface anything else here?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Adam Ruins Anything. It's on the True
Everything.
TV. Excuse me. Adam Ruins Everything on the True TV YouTube channel. This one is the episode called The Real Reason Hospitals Are So Expensive. And it begins with him following an Asian lady into what appears to be a hospital waiting room.
Of course I want as much medical care as possible. What could be the downside?
Oh, there are a ton. For starters, how about the fact that this place rips off folks like you every day?
Whatever. I know the hospital is expensive, but it is worth it if I get the best treatment.
No, it isn't. American healthcare is not the best in the world. But despite that, we spend more per person annually on healthcare than any other developed nation. And a big part of the reason for that is that American hospitals overcharge patients massively. This neck brace is worth $20, but the hospital charged him $154. This IV bag costs less than a buck, but she was charged $137. These are real prices, folks.
Hold up. Wildly inflated healthcare costs? This sounds like the work of politicians to me.
It is.
It is indeed, but they're going to say here in just a moment that it's not.
Trump aid, McConnell meds, what did you do?
I'm not a politician. I'm just a boring white guy. Why does this keep happening?
Some dude in a suit.
Sorry, Rachel, but this time it's not the politician's fault. The problem starts with something called the Charge Master.
Hmm.
The Charge Master is a secret document full of insane prices.
So the thing that they're glazing over here, right, is, and they're going to explain all the details of how the healthcare system is, how they're doing all the charging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, well, the politicians aren't responsible for this. Well, they are, and that's the part we'll get to next. But essentially, they just moved on. They're like, politicians aren't responsible for this.
Well,
and then they move on to explain how the system is terrible. Well, we'll get to how the politicians are responsible for what they're about to explain.
Yeah. Right. If you steadily salt soil over time and make it too salty for regular plants to grow,
mm-hmm.
plants that can handle salty soil will grow. If you add acidic mixture to a soil, make it somewhat acidic, then plants that can handle acid will grow. if politicians change the particular economy, economic atmosphere in a particular sector, change the rules, then companies that can handle that will grow.
And they'll look like this.
If you corrupt the economics in a particular sector, corrupt businesses will grow. Corrupt practices will work. The I believe that about the same time that the United States government had a 90% income tax bracket was when the so you've got a 90% income tax bracket. You want to get for the highest of earners. You want to bring in the best talent, but they want to get better pay. If you're going to pay them a dime for every dollar that you're paying them, they only get a dime for every dollar you're paying, then they'd rather just spend the time on the golf course than coming in and working for that kind of money.
Right.
So companies figure out ways to get around it. Let's give you a company car. Let's give you health insurance. Let's pay for your dental, your optical. They do all this stuff. The stuff that we think about now as perks didn't really exist prior to that. So, as a result, this is trickle-down economics. The way it sort of works is, well, my boss got health insurance. Now we, labor, we want health insurance. All right, we'll give you health insurance. Sure, whatever. And then it becomes matter of course where employers have to provide health insurance. Mm-hmm. When somebody has health insurance that covers everything,
it's expensive.
Well, they don't look at it they don't look at the economics the same way. If you're choosing to take an elective surgery or elective medical procedure, you're going to look at the cost very severely because you've got to pay for it.
There's a lot more to it than just the removal of the market signals.
Okay.
A lot more.
Shall I continue?
Sure.
That hospitals use to charge us whatever they want. Let's go on a trip through the history of medical billing.
Wow, I'd rather not.
Okay, so before we do that, so this Chargemaster thing, the secret, it's a secret document the hospitals are using. Well, why does this exist in the first place?
Well because... Let's not go there yet, because we're not there yet.
Well, there's a limited supply of hospitals, number
That's
one.
That's true.
So there's not even true market competition in this field
Are
at all.
Are hospitals limited by...
the government.
Government?
Yeah, absolutely.
How so?
You've got to ask permission to build one.
Zoning.
And, zoning's going to say, nope, we already have enough hospitals in, this city or whatever. Here we go. And, of course, if there was no restriction on the number of doctors, which we also know is restricted by the AMA, then there might be a demand for more hospitals to be created to, hold the more doctors that might be willing to exist if they didn't have all these restrictions keeping them out of the market in the first place. So what would that do to prices? Well, we know competition brings prices down.
100 years ago, hospital pricing was pretty simple.
We take the cost of providing care and add a little
They're
on top
them.
To make a profit. One amputation costs us $5, so we'll charge you $6.50.
But after the rise of insurance companies, hospital billing got complicated.
The rise of insurance companies. That's what I'm talking about. It's not that insurance companies didn't exist before hospitals or anything like that. It's the fact that the government removed the market signals and send people off to insurance companies.
They force people to get these insurance companies, which, of course, drives costs up because the insurance companies end up, paying top dollar for a lot of these things because the hospitals can get away with billing them.
The best example I can give when it comes to removing market signals from people's medical costs is, for those of you who don't know, I spent some time in prison, and in prison, they had medical call.
Mm-hmm.
At medical call, anybody who didn't want to go to work that day could go and sit and claim to have the sniffles or, an itch or whatever it was that their little problem was. And then they would usually handle them based on the importance of whatever the call was.
Doc, I'm pretty sure I have hypochondria.
So that means the people with the silliest things sat around and did nothing the longest time. Now, I had a job where it was important for me to get to work, and I cared about my job and all that stuff, so I did it. However, there are people whose job it was to carry around a number 10 bean can and pick up cigarette butts and put it in the cigarette, put it in the can.
Yeah, and they didn't
have a lot of pride in their work.
Yeah.
Not a surprise, but as a result, they ended up staying on that squad, mind you. this is what happened over and over and over again, is people who didn't have to pay for the medical call, it's easier than working.
We got more coming up here. we're not even halfway done with Adam Ruins Everything on hospitals. He's going to go back into what they say is the history. So we'll get into that coming up here in a moment. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And also you can join us on Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm, or hop into the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit, and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Talking about healthcare and the just absolutely excessive costs where did they come from? Well, Adam Ruins Everything has some opinions, which we're kind of analyzing as we go through it here. And then, Johnson, you've got a related story to follow this up with. And you can, of course, call in toll-free and share whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line room as well. So go to discord.lrn.fm if you want to jump in there and get on the air with us. Also, you need to know about bitcoin.com. Maybe you're new to cryptocurrency. Well, now might be a good time to get involved. Prices have been coming down. Bitcoin Cash, Dash, a bunch of these things are on the way down, it seems like. When will the bottom of the pit be here? We don't know. But you want to go learn more about cryptocurrency? Go now to bitcoin.com and learn the basics.
You want a prediction based on my experience in the crypto market over the course of, well, most of the crypto market?
Okay, so basically an opinion just like everybody else's. Go ahead.
It's an opinion.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, like, you know, when somebody puts out an article, some financial expert puts out an article.
Bitcoin says, is dead.
Bitcoin to 50,000 by the end of the year, or Bitcoin worthless by the end of the year. People give that credence. You know, you and I.
I don't give a credence.
I have been in the Bitcoin sphere for some time. Now, I'm not going to tell you when, because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that you're going to see Bitcoin, BTC prices, you know, go a parabolic again.
Okay.
They've done it over and over again. They went parabolic from $0 to $30, parabolic again from, help me out here, Ian, what, up to $222?
I don't know.
From one, they went, it went, fell down to $1. And then
I remember the one where it went up to like $1,100.
$222. And then it fell down to $70 and then went up to $1,100 and then fell down to $200 and then went parabolic up to $19,000 and then it fell down to something like 5,500 or thereabouts.
Right.
And
so it went parabolic up to 19,000 and it fell to about $5,000. And now it's at about $7,700 today or something like that.
Right. And I don't know whether it's going to, creep down below $5,000. I cannot tell you that.
It's kind of been going between about $6,000 and nine or eight over the last 6 months, basically.
Yep. But at some point, I believe that it's going to, once again, shoot back up. And when it goes, my guess is that it's going to go in well into the five figures. So 50,
like 30, 50,000, somewhere in that range?
Yeah, I'm thinking like 50, 60, 70, $80,000.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing, but it was amazing when it hit 19.
Sure was.
Right?
Yeah.
It was amazing when it hit 1,100. It was amazing when it hit 250. It was amazing when it hit $30.
Right.
All of these things were amazing. And at the time, I said, if a Bitcoin is worth $1, it's worth $1,000,000 because it solves so many problems. Now, there have been some changes in the cryptosphere since then, but at this point, BTC is still the sort of the gatekeeper.
Tomorrow is...
However, I'm still getting to something. Yeah. These other altcoins, as they're known, BCH,
Bitcoin Cash,
and Dash, and you know, Zencash, and a whole variety of them out there, they seem to... When Bitcoin goes down, they go down further. When Bitcoin goes up, they go up higher. So those are the patterns I've noticed, and that's how I made, I made enough to live on for the, you know, during the winter months when Bitcoin was, you know, doing its parabolic stuff just by trading in altcoins.
Huh.
Then it kind of died. It's really kind of died off in the last 3 months or so.
Okay, so you want to go learn more about it, go to bitcoin.com. You can do that there. Now, let's get back into healthcare talk. This show is Adam Ruins Everything. He is going into an explanation as to why he says hospital prices are so high. He claims it's not the politicians' fault, but we quibble with that argument here on Free Talk Live because the politicians have teamed up with the existing hospitals and the doctors' monopoly or the doctor cartel, the AMA, to restrict competition, to prohibit people from coming into that business, to prohibit nurses from doing the very same things that they can do. You know, they can do as a doctor. They're in many cases able to do the exact same things that doctors are, but they can't legally do them as a doctor without having a doctor in the room.
I'm a medical conspiracy theorist. I believe that government intervention in the medical sphere, if not intended by every politician that ever voted for it and every bureaucrat that ever participated in it, was intended by enough of them that the government, you know, participation, government collusion was going to drive up pricing to the point that people would demand to have the government come and take over the distribution to socialize medicine, the distribution of medicine, single payer, Medicare for all, whatever it is. And it may be at this point that the only politically expedient way to solve this problem is, in fact, socialism. Because
how's that going to solve anything?
All around the world, people are getting provided medical care through socialism.
Now, eventually, if they decide to approve you and, you know, you're young enough and you're not an old person, because if you're old and they decide you don't need the care, they'd rather let you die, they'll just let you die. Or they'll put you on a long waiting list and then you'll go find the care elsewhere if you're urgently needing it, like, you know, medical tourism to Austria or something like that.
People are dying in the United States for lack of medical care. They're being refused medical care because they don't have the money.
Really? Yeah. I thought that you could just go into any old hospital and they'd take care of you.
It depends on the procedures, but if you're talking about things like cancer and heart disease and stuff like that, you might get emergency care, but you won't get palliative care.
I see.
So, yes, the marketplace, somebody is always going to deny care to someone if it's based on price or based on other feature, other, you know, criteria that the government comes up with. There's going to be death panels. I'm not advocating for socialized medicine. I can tell you many of the problems that will occur. I'm just saying that the only political escape route from what we have today, I believe to be socialized medicine.
Well, because no politician is going to ever propose ending government involvement in healthcare.
Right. To say that, you know.
But to call socialized medicine an escape route, I mean, that's just escaping down the drain, ultimately, because it's going to get worse.
The history of humans is
a
history of rise and fall of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over and over and over again. So
are you saying advocate for socialized medicine so it can be really bad and people will turn against it?
You never advocate for tyranny, and that's what socialized medicine is going to
but
be.
You just said that's the escape route. That's the way
the
to get out of
the only politically expedient escape route. And remember,
meaning the only thing that somebody would get elected on?
Right. Politicians are the ones who make the policy.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can certainly get elected by saying, how about free college, kids? How about free medical care, parents?
That's
how
what
about
they're doing.
Free? Well, and then the other politician says, well, now, hey, how about a little less than free? How about that? And that's all we have going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. So here's the story here.
Insurance companies' hospital billing got complicated, in part because these gigantic corporations demanded gigantic discounts.
We send you thousands of patients every day, so we want half off all your prices.
We can't afford that.
So to please these powerful insurance companies, hospitals cooked up a plan.
I've got it. We'll make up a really high fake price and then give you a discount off that.
Hey, as long as I get to tell my boss we got it cheaper.
I've seen this.
Yes.
I have seen this at some point. All right, more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, that is the best way to make it look like you're giving a discount is raise your prices first, then add the discount to it. So there's more coming up here in moments. You can bring up what you want. We'll continue with Adam Ruins Everything, but you're also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great rally in Tampa, Florida. This is the president's first visit to the Tampa Bay area.
as president.
Virtually everyone comes into the Oval Office or wherever we're meeting, and they don't know me. I'm meeting them in many cases for the first time. I'm not sure they like me, like in the case of NATO. I said, you got to pay your bills, folks. You got to pay up. Got to pay up. But everyone that greets me says, hello, Mr. President. Congratulations on what you've done for the economy. It's the talk of the world.
Investigators gave an update today on the search for Molly Tibbetts, but provided very little information. So with very little information to provide, what was the actual point of the press conference? Well, James Trustee, he's a former federal prosecutor. He explains what the press conference did accomplish.
To reassure the general public that if there's a murderer out there, for instance, that they're doing everything possible to track this person down. And that's a genuine and I think important component.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want. We got more on the way on healthcare costs. Why are they so high? And what can be done about it? With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
I want you to know about AnyPay, especially if you are a person who's into cryptocurrency and you're involved in retail business. So you've got maybe a shop, some kind of physical location where you provide a product or a service to customer base, and you want to know how to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale. You got to register. You got a tablet. Well, you're already halfway there. You can go to anypay.global, get signed up. It is free to sign up. It's super easy. There's no hoops to jump through. Create a username and password. You're in the system. You drop your addresses for your crypto wallet, you as the owner or manager or whatever, to go to the owner. And you put your addresses into the system, you download the app onto your tablet, and you're good to go. I mean, it is that simple to get signed up and get started with AnyPay, and it'll allow you to accept Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Litecoin, Dogecoin, as well as, I think they just added Zcash to the system over at AnyPay. So several of some of the top cryptocurrencies out there can be yours to accept at the point of sale because of AnyPay.global. Just go there. It's super easy to get started. Way easier than you think. anypay.global as we go to your calls and thoughts. Andrew is in Virginia watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hello.
Hey there.
So I was just doing some Googling, you know, and I found this book by this guy from the 60s called Dace Kai. Well, the book was published in the 80s. It's called Settlers. I was wondering, have you ever heard of it?
I've not.
All right. I started reading it. It's pretty good. It's about American history, and I think it's pretty neat. I think y'all should definitely check it out.
Okay, why? What's so interesting about it?
It's the subscript for the title is The Mythology of the White Proletariat. So it basically is going over a demystification of American history. Because, you know, you go to school and they tell you, like, well, the Pilgrims came here and then they sat down with the Native Americans and had a good old time. But If you actually look into American history, we know, those that have bred settlers and spent time studying American history know that in reality, it's not like that.
Sure, there was a bloody slaughter in a lot of places.
Looks like it's available on PDF for free.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it is at readsettlers.org.
So what's the, is there like a political viewpoint of the author that you could sort of ascertain?
It's hard. Jace Kai is a guy, kind of a rogue guy. He's kind of hard to pin down. He doesn't set any real tendency. He disavows Stalin, USSR, because I think he was affiliated with the New Left back in the 60s. He was one of them like student radicals, you know, the big like anti-war protests and all that.
Gotcha.
I remember him.
Those people who protested the man and then became the man, those guys?
I'm not sure. I think I haven't heard from him in a while, but I don't think he's become the man, not like Chomsky.
Okay, gotcha. Hey, Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I definitely may read it just to, you know, cover why this book sounds intensely stupid. Written by activists with decades of experience in organizing grassroots anti-capitalist struggles against white supremacy, the book established itself as an essential reference point for revolutionary nationalists and dissident currents within the Marxist-Leninist and anarchist movements.
So they're leftists.
Yeah. And anybody who's anti-capitalist, in my mind, is an idiot.
Well, so you're defining capitalism in a particular way. And let's not forget that people on the left define capitalism differently than libertarians do. So, the briefly what I've read here doesn't sound
even if we were
terrible.
To go to with corporatism as we currently have it, we've got the best economic system that this planet has ever seen.
Understood, but colonialism, you would say, is a real problem, right?
I guess.
Okay, well, this book is about colonial America and, you know, the exploitation of people of color during that time frame. Yeah. That in and of itself, that's not capitalism. That's something else. That's mercantilism.
I just have a hard time also believing in the truthfulness of a lot of claims that are made because I see how the left frames things in modern times, and so now I kind of find myself retroactively questioning a lot of things from the past.
Is libertarianism a leftist or a right-wing philosophy?
I don't really think it's either.
Well, if you have a problem with
leftists, on your perspective,
it sounds like you're taking the side of right-wingers.
I have a problem with leftist economics. I think they're morons.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Leftist social policy? I used to think that I like the compassion of leftist social policy, but now I think leftist social policy is moronic. Unfortunately,
because it's based a lot around their economics.
Well, yeah, that and it's also become it's become a religion, and I'm always against all religions. And the anti-science on the left now bothers me just as much as anti-science on the right ever has.
Well, I would agree with you that right-wing philosophy, when it comes to economics, I find their lies to be more palatable than the Democrats' supposed truths when it comes to economics. I don't believe the right has any intention of doing the things that they say as far as economics goes, but I like their lies better.
I guess. I don't know. I don't fall into that category, I don't think.
You want to keep going on Adam Ruins
absolutely.
Everything. This is the real reason he claims hospitals are so expensive. So just kind of showing a dramatization of a hospital administrator cutting a deal with the insurance company as the administrator says, well, we can give you a discount. We'll just raise our prices by, quadruple.
It's the corporations, not the politicians. It's the
right.
corporations
That's what he's
making
blaming.
These deals.
Yeah, so let's go on here.
And in less than a century, healthcare prices went from reasonable to nonsensical.
Let's make one Tylenol $37. Three stitches, $2,200. Ooh, here's a pitch. What if we made rectal exams $69? Nah, that's too silly even for me.
Dramatic music is him opening up a vault, putting this book they call the Charge Master, which they said earlier was this secretive document that hospitals have where it lists all these ridiculous prices, which as we've determined are actually as a result of restricted competition in the marketplace and all the government rules put on different companies, because if you want to develop some sort of...
There's more to it than that.
Yeah, sure. We'll get into it.
These crazily inflated prices are kept in the hospital's Charge Master. It's actually a computer file, but the book is more dramatic.
$7 for a single alcohol swab? That's ridiculous.
And true.
Well, I only pay my premium. If they want to rip off my insurance company with their fake prices, what do I care?
If you ever lose insurance, you'll care. Because here's the really evil part. If you don't have insurance, you actually get charged these fake prices.
Yes. Isn't it true, though, that you can negotiate down a cash price at some places?
Sure. But when Tylenol's been inflated to $30
sure.
from, I don't know what, 3 cents?
Yeah.
Then negotiating a 30% off cash
benefit
is not still not a great deal.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd like to point out what happened to my wife and I when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the hospital, and we were going to get on their little plan or whatever and, pay for these deals. We went to the cashier, who's the only person who knows the prices of anything, and we asked them, and they said, insurance? And they said, well, we have insurance, but it's only catastrophic care, and it does not cover prenatal.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance? Well, we don't want to, just so you're clear that just because we have insurance, that's just putting it in your system in case we get called in. Can we have your insurance, please? So we gave the insurance information, and then they took away our 30% cash discount that they said that they would give us. Because we had insurance.
Mm.
But it wasn't for this, but they did it anyway. And they wouldn't refund that.
All right, 855, 450-FREE. We still got a little more here from Adam Ruins Everything. We're just about halfway through. And you can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about health care and the costs. We're going into the show on True TV, Adam Ruins Everything, and his explanation for why hospitals are so expensive. He's, of course, blaming the corporations. Which, you know, there's some collusion involved there between the corporations and the government, but to ignore the government's as one of the major causes of healthcare increasing costs is, well, you're ignoring the real problem. But we'll get into it because, Johnson, you say it gets a little deeper than we've already scratched on the surface here, so we continue with this. But also, I do want to let you know over at freetalklive.com, we get a lot of features. And we give them all to you. If you like the fact that we've got free archives, we get the free webcam, everything on the site we give away. If you like that everything's free, then maybe you want to support us for $5 a month through the AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some perks and bonuses that, you know, the average listener doesn't get. Like you get access to the AMP-only chat rooms on our Discord server. You get a special Free Talk Live badge on the Free Talk Live forum. And there are other bonuses like the AMP Only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials our normal podcast does, the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program for $5 a month. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, as well as Bitcoin BTC to get started over at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue here with Adam Ruins Everything.
Let's see, heart x-rays. That'll be $33,000.
I can't afford that.
No problem. We'll just garnish your wages.
Oh, bonus.
Wait, they actually charge people without insurance fake prices?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, thankfully, I have insurance, so the charge master doesn't affect me.
Unfortunately, it does.
Even if you're insured, you can get billed charge master prices if you go out of network. And anything can be out of network. The hospital you go to, the equipment used to treat you, even the doctors you see.
Arrow
specialist out of network.
I'm very expensive.
Hospitals make a ton of money overcharging out of network patients. It's a real cash cow, and we all get milked.
Worse, every hospital has its own charge master. A treatment that costs $7,000 at one hospital could cost $100,000 down the road.
And yep. You can't comparison shop when you're dying.
Which hospital do you want, Moneybags Medical or St. Vincent's Discount Sick House?
Moneybags it is. Plus, since your insurance company faces inflated costs, that can trickle down to you in the form of higher premiums.
Yep. Oh, surprisingly painless.
Wait till you get the bill.
How do they get away with this?
Simple. The healthcare industry spends more on lobbying than the oil and defense
industry. Lobbying.
Oh, who are they lobbying? Who are they lobbying?
Right.
They're lobbying the insurance industry and the other corporations in Wall Street that's coming to get us because I'm an economically illiterate leftist.
Here we go.
Combined.
Thanks, Doc. I'll take care of you real nice.
Say, does this cyst look normal?
It's
oh, God.
So
the person asking is Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam does make an appearance here. He's collecting a big bag of money from the doctor who hands it to him there. That's who was just talking in that last
scene. Okay, stop it.
But make sure we don't blame politicians.
Honestly, nothing. We need to go to the hospital, so they have no incentive to change how they do business. And politicians have spent decades arguing over how to pay the bill instead of asking why the bill is so high. Yeah. Until they do, we're stuck with this system.
God, what if I get fired and lose my insurance? I would be ruined. Oh, I feel so anxious.
Rachel, the doctor will see you now, down the hall and to your left.
Well, then, if I'm going to get ripped off, I might as well score some antibiotics. I want to be done with this cold, and those miracle drugs are worth whatever they cost.
Even if it means the end of modern medicine?
You are the worst person I have ever met, and I work in finance.
All right.
By the way, antibiotics aren't going to fix your cold.
That's a virus.
Let's go to Chris. He's in Connecticut calling from, I'm not sure, where are you in Connecticut, Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm Doug Sattel, S-I-T-T-L on Google. My YouTube upload number 8, judge says he's going to flee to Brazil or rather lead me into Trent Psychiatric Hospital. I'm in solitary. He says,
are you still in the psychiatric hospital?
The hospital? She will give you a contract. Alex Lascalzo tried to push a pen into my brain through my eye socket. They covered it up off the camera.
Was this at the mental hospital?
Yes, premeditated and uploads 8, Doug, S-I-T-T-L,
okay.
Through Google.
So I don't know how many more times I got to tell you, if you do it again, you're going to be banned from the show. Okay, we'll just ban you. All right, thank you for the call.
You make me want to jam a pen through my own eye socket.
We'll just ban you from the show.
Clearly, this guy feels like something terrible has happened to him.
He seems to be
so
crazy.
Difficult to follow.
Yeah. Well, you can just go to his YouTube channel, Mark, and then you can watch his 4-hour-long audio clips.
Yeah.
Where all will be revealed.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that I'll finally
hear. You're going to get right on that, aren't you?
He's been calling for years. I've never gone. It's just not that compelling.
I went once. The first time he called in, I did actually go and confirmed my belief that he is a, you know, nut job.
Could have a round table with all of our callers with YouTube channels. So, Dave, this guy.
All right, back to this.
Well, what about the guys with the Nazi flags and stuff that are going to expose us for something?
Okay, so Adam ruins everything. We've gotten through that. What was the deeper part that you wanted to get to?
So the deeper part, so we just got into the, you know, the insurance. That video just only talked about the insurance and
the
taking away the market prices, you know, the market signals there, right, because of insurance. And you know,
that's not the term he used, but...
No,
yeah,
but we understand hey, when you're not paying for something yourself, and there's this charge master or whatever because of these, you know, corporations getting kickbacks, politicians getting kickbacks, and there's, you know, this basically complete separation between that and the actual customer.
Right.
Those market signals have been completely cut off in multiple different directions of where market signals would ordinarily come from.
Yep.
There's that. But there's a much deeper, another hidden thing that is generating massive cost increase cost increases to healthcare. And this is actually from a liberal news source, the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
The article is, "The Astonishingly High Administrative Costs of U.S. Healthcare. Hidden from view, the complexity of the system comes with costs that aren't obvious, but we all pay." And the picture that is the headline picture of this article is a massive library of manila folders on their side, all with color-coded labels.
All the paperwork.
Massive amounts of paperwork.
Yeah.
And it says the caption is a medical record center.
This is part of the reason why, hold on before we go on, this is part of the reason why the costs are very, very high. You know, it's not just they arbitrarily decided it should be $37 for an aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of this cost is the bulk of this work that's just busy work, ultimately, that
has to
be done.
All these people that they had to hire. Well, they created jobs of people doing useless nonsense.
Shuffling papers around to the insurance companies, to the Medicaid, to the Medicare.
Being completely unproductive.
Right. And remember, I remember years ago, there was some nurse or a doctor's office worker who called, or doctor or whatever it was, and we asked the question of, you know, what percentage of your time and your employees' time is actually spent doing health care versus doing paperwork. And even the doctor said that his or her time was spent, bulk of it, doing paperwork. Plus, all their employees are also basically there to do paperwork. So
The
huge bulk of the personnel costs of any of these organizations is paperwork.
And you need a certain amount of paperwork to run an office. Let's look at, for example, at veterinarian offices, where they have much, much less government regulation, and they don't deal with insurance companies too often.
There are pet insurance companies, but they're not mandated to do anything.
Right. They're not that common.
Yeah.
And when you look at veterinary offices, you probably are going to need a secretary out front scheduling appointments to keep your doctor busy.
But she's also answering phones and dealing with the people that come in.
She's probably going to deal with the credit card machine and these kinds of things.
However, no more than any other business.
There is a veterinarian here in town that has none of those things. You got to pay in cash, and you set your appointment up with her, and then you come and, you know, you go to her office, which is attached to her house.
Really?
And you get your services there.
Does she take crypto?
I haven't talked to her about that. It's been some years since I've seen her. I use my large animal vet that comes out to my house.
Oh, that's nice.
And not only does he accept cash, but he'll accept pork. So it was just a lot easier just to hand him some pork to shave some cost off
hand
the
him
bill.
A piece of the animal he was taking care of before. Nice.
Well, ultimately that's how it is.
Yeah.
He knows the animal's well taken care of.
Sure.
Nobody in Cheshire County is calling out vets for pigs like I was. By the way, the best story is when he puts that really long rubber glove on and then shoves.
Snap it.
This one didn't snap. It was a little looser. He slides it up into Kelly Ayotte's,
Did you say that on the radio?
Freshly, birth canal and just to feel around whether or not all the placenta's out. That 300-pound sow, I thought she was going to come out crazy out of that stall.
We'll talk more about this on the way, the healthcare thing, that is. 855-450, free.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.